I just would absolutely urge the board here to get its act together as quickly as possible. And we all have to put egos aside, personalities aside. The sole purpose of serving on a school board is to give every single child a chance to have a great education. And I think the adults have lost sight of that. It's become personal, it's become whatever it might be, and they need to get back to why they were called to serve in the first place.
But what is being done right now is turning Atlanta into a national embarrassment.
That's U.S. Secretary of Education Arne Duncan and Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed talking about the board in 2011.
Absolutely. That was a long time ago. We've come a really, really long way as a school system, as a city. You know, we've had an opportunity to have an election. The voters have spoken and overwhelmingly demanded change. And I think, you know, we've got 6 new board members, 3 returning, and we've got a remarkable opportunity to do something special for our kids. And I look forward to the opportunity.
And actually, the board had been cited nationally as the National Board of the Year. And then when the investigation starts and then the unfolding of the cheating scandal and everything, well, let's just be honest, everything fell apart.
We were in a really dark place. 2 months after, I would say a month after I was sworn in, I got a call from the governor, and you know, that's when we were initially informed of the erasure analysis that had occurred. I think it's also ironic, and you just pointed it out, that in 2009, the year of the cheating scandal, we had the National Superintendent of the Year, the School Board of the Year, and the School Board Member of the Year. There was a lot going on at that time where the administration turned away from the challenges that faced our kids. I think the school system that was, and emphasis on the school system that was, focused a whole lot of energy on creating the perception of a good school system as opposed to doing the work of a good school system. The issues that have faced APS, the adult issues, I think is one thing that we want to move away from. And, you know, I'm not going to spend time, frankly, talking about issues that were adults. I think that was a part of the problem.
But there are kids currently in the school system who were affected by the adult decisions.
Absolutely.
Or the adult misconduct. These students, many, need some type of remedial education or resources, and I think the district made that a priority.
Precisely. And I think that is the crux of the conversation that we as a board are going to have. And frankly, you know, over the past 2 years, the board and the administration spent a great deal of time talking about, you know, what are we going to do for these children who were left behind? And what are we going to do for these children who, you know, for whatever reason, due to the cheating scandal and due to whatever else was not happening for them inside of the classroom and or at home, weren't getting the education that they deserved. And we're going to continue those conversations. That's the work.
But do you still think it's important to be as transparent as possible about what you did or did not know? Because there are still children in the district who were harmed by this. Do you believe that former APS executives, including the former superintendent, Dr. Hall, should have known or knew that those test scores were fraudulent?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I don't really want to get into dealing with adjudicating the issues of the past, especially because those folks are left to the hands of the justice system right now. I can say that I think it's important that the board exercises proper oversight responsibilities, and we are focused in doing that work right here, right now, in this space.